This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 8chan online forum that features toxic speech is now back on. After not functioning for some hours today, the site has been used by gunmen to publicize mass shootings, including the man in custody for the El Paso massacre this weekend. A third party, a content distribution network and cybersecurity company, had turned off service to 8chan for a while, but a tweet from an 8chan administrator this morning says it has found another company to step in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Nancy, if these claims are right, which company are we talking about helping 8chan now?
Yeah, and 8chan is just partially back up right now. This new company is called BitMitigate. It's based in Washington State. It's also a content delivery network helping speed up delivery of data. It also protects websites from attacks that could shut them down.
So why did 8chan, this is the online site itself, go offline earlier?
Another company called Cloudflare dropped 8chan. In a blog post this morning, the company said the El Paso shooter appears to have been inspired by content on 8chan. It called the website lawless, saying that lawlessness caused multiple tragic deaths. But now BitMitigate is stepping in. You may recall another site, the Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, was taken down a few years ago. It is also now with BitMitigate.
But apparently the founder of the online forum does not want it back online.
Right. It is still online in spite of the fact that the founder would like it to go offline. But its content is so toxic, it doesn't make much money. It's very hard to attract advertisers.